listeners. My name is Tini Ricciardi, and I'm a reporter with GuideLive.com. Among the many things I do here is cover The Bachelor and The Bachelorette reality TV series. I like to think of myself as a Bachelor specialist. Seeing as we're so close to the finale of the 12th season of The Bachelorette, featuring our local lady, JoJo Fletcher, it seemed like an appropriate time to place wagers on the winner. And to do so, I brought someone into the studio today whose Bachelor and Bachelorette proficiency far exceeds my own, Mr. Stephen Carbone, otherwise known as Reality Steve. Thanks so much for joining us here today, Steve.
Thanks for having me.
Awesome. So for anyone who doesn't know, it has been Steve's full-time job for the better part of a decade to collect any information on social media and from fans of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, to publish spoilers of the show on his blog, realitysteve.com. And you're regarded as the foremost authority in doing this, correct?
I'd say so, yeah.
Great. So tell us briefly how you got this gig.
It kind of just started as an email to friends years and years ago, over 10 years ago, and I was covering the Joe Millionaire show, and it was a silly dating show, but back in 2003, this was like shock reality television. We've seen so many things since then. And what I did was sent out an email to three of my friends, just recapping the show every week, giving my thoughts. It was very sarcastic, kind of made fun of it because it was such a ridiculous concept that 20 girls were falling for a guy that they thought was an heir overseas and was going to inherit like a castle or something. And really, he was a guy that made $25,000 a year and lived in Southern California. So
Spoiler alert. But
back then, that was a huge deal. It was the advent of reality TV, and Fox did it, and they were always living on the edge with their programming. So I watched it, made fun of it, sent it to three of my friends every week. And then, unbeknownst to me, they were forwarding it on to people who were forwarding it on to people, and it just got a big following. And once that ended, people were like, are you still going to do any recaps? And I'm like, well, what's the next dating show out there? And it happened to be the first season of The Bachelorette. And I did. So I just started with that, and I kept going with that. And then here we are 13 years later, and I'm still doing it. So it's pretty crazy how it all started.
Great. So you've been doing this 13 years, you said. What's your rate of accuracy been like? What's your track record?
Well, it seems like an easy question, but it's kind of tough because I've been spoiling since 2009. So if we're talking about just the ending of the show, like did I get the ending right when I posted at the beginning of the season? Well, four times since I've been spoiling since 2009. Four times when I gave my spoiler at the beginning of the season, like, okay, this is what happens at the end. These are the two that end up together. Three of those times, when I gave it out in the beginning of the season, it ended up being wrong. But during the course of the season, I found out information and I was able to change it before the finale and say, okay, wait, I had wrong information. This is who the ending is. So technically, if somebody came to my site the morning of the finale saying, yeah, who does Emily pick here or whatever, they would have had the right answer. So I don't know if someone wants to consider that wrong or not. I mean, technically only one time did I give out the ending of the show at the beginning of the season. And when the finale aired, I was surprised as everybody else at what happened. And that was Desiree's season. I just had the wrong ending.
Uh-oh. How'd you get that?
It's kind of really convoluted and stuff that, you know, obviously without mentioning who my sources were that season, the one thing I can say is I think I got a little bit lazy that season and I didn't vet out as much as I should have. And because the information I was given, I thought was pretty solid and it sounded pretty solid. I was like, okay, this must be it. And, you know, during the course of the season, I never got anybody sending stuff to me that said, hey, you might want to double check. I don't know if that's right, or I'm hearing that might not be right. The other three where I ended up changing it, I was getting stuff during the season like, hey, you might want to double check your sources on that one. I'm not hearing that. And then when I did and more information came to me, it ended up being correct that I was wrong on the initial spoiler and I changed it. Desiree's season was just an anomaly. It just one of those things that happens. It's just and it hasn't I haven't been dead wrong since where I haven't been able to change anything. But yeah, that was a season where I sat there literally 5 minutes before the show ended, right before she proposed or Chris proposed to her. I literally thought that Brooks, the guy who had already left the show, was going to show up again. I was so convinced that she had picked Brooks that I was like, oh, yeah, you know, he'll be here. And people are like, we're in the last 10 minutes of the show, and people are texting me and tweeting at me like, Steve, are you sure? Like, we got 10 minutes left. I'm like, trust me, he's showing up. And he didn't.
Well, I wouldn't put it past The Bachelorette to unveil a twist like that.
Yeah. It definitely wasn't anything show related. Also, it was like 3 or 4 years ago, and I'd have to go back and look at my notes and remember it. But I just remember it being like, wow, someone, the information I was given, either they purposely gave it to me thinking I would buy it, or they were just telling me what they thought was right. And even the information they got was wrong, but they weren't purposely doing it to me. They just told me what they knew. I don't know to this day, to be honest with you.
Sure, sure. Well, it seems like after doing this for so long, you have a pretty good read on each season's contestants. You recently wrote on one of the season's finale, about one of the finalists this season on your website. Quote, try as Robbie may, I can guarantee you he's not going to be the next Bachelor.
Yeah.
What gives you that vibe?
Stuff that I'm hearing behind the scenes regarding of who they want as the Bachelor, and it just isn't going to be Robbie. I think that the fact that they allowed the ex-girlfriend stuff to be brought up and into the fold doesn't help his case, because regardless of whether or not you want to believe it or not, I personally believe it because of the information I've been given, but I don't think that Robbie... they would allow that storyline to seep into the show if they planned on using him as the Bachelor, because, like I said, is whether people want to believe it or not, the fact is there are people that are going to believe it because they believe everything they see on television. And if you make him the Bachelor, there'll be plenty of people that will say, like, he's not even over his last girlfriend and he just broke up with Jojo, or Jojo just broke up with him. He's not ready. And they don't want that. They want a guy with a pretty squeaky clean image to be the lead, and they'll never have anybody that has this quote-unquote villain edit to be the lead of their show. It's got to be somebody that's well-liked, and people do like Robbie. Everyone's got people that like them and dislike them, but Robbie's got too much negativity surrounding him to be the Bachelor.
Gotcha. So you mentioned they have to be sort of this squeaky clean reputation. Anything else that the stereotypical Bachelor or Bachelorette maintains?
Usually white. we've had 32 seasons and we've had we've never had a minority lead.
Wow.
So it's
I was
probably,
shocked when there was an Asian contestant this season.
Yeah. I mean, they always stick to their formula of, hey, if it's not broke, don't fix it. And that's what they're always going to stand by. I think maybe eventually they'll have a minority lead, but you know, who knows? I mean, it's been 32 seasons. What makes us think that they're all of a sudden going to do it? But
sure.
And if they do, it almost seems like they're just succumbing to pressure from media outlets, because they do get ribbed a lot for not having, for basically just a show for white people. Most of the contestants are white, and that's their thing. It's just like, look, if we know we cast our lead from the previous season, and most of the contestants are usually white, and from the previous season, nobody of color even gets to the final four, which is where we usually pick our next lead from, how are we supposed to have a minority lead? You know, it just doesn't work. So yeah, that's their dilemma, and that's what they stick by, and they stick by, you know.
Gotcha. So did you know JoJo would be the next Bachelorette?
Well, there was actually photographic evidence that Kayla was out filming her like intro video out in Ohio, and people thought that and I know a couple of the tabloids were reporting Kayla was going to be the next Bachelorette, and she was definitely a finalist. But ultimately they decided to go with JoJo in the end. And I think that surprised a lot of people. I thought it was going to be Kayla once those pictures came out, because it's like, well, why would they go film her hometown video? But I should have taken into account, it's been like 3 seasons in a row now where they literally have people believing, more than one person believing, oh yeah, you're our next lead. And they'll even go as far as to hire that person a trainer. I know that they did that with Ari. I know that they did that with Nick Vile. Hire them a personal trainer. I know they went and shot video footage with Ari, thinking that he was going to be the next Bachelor. But they ended up going with Chris Soules. So it's almost like, and now I've basically got to, I can't take pictures into consideration like that. And basically I just tell everybody, look, until the person leaves and moves to LA into the mansion and starts doing their photo shoots and stuff like that, they're technically not the lead. Cause you even sign contract, like Ari, Nick Vile, Kayla, they all signed contracts basically allowing them to film this stuff and be the next lead. But you're, until they literally tell you, okay, come to LA, you are our Bachelor or Bachelorette, it's not a done deal.
Gotcha, gotcha. Now, you mentioned when we spoke earlier that most of your work is done while the show is filming, so before it hits the air. Are you able to gauge the personalities of each contestant through your sources? For example, did you know Chad would be this season's drama king?
No, not when I found out. I didn't find out till later that Chad was this season's villain. When I finally found out he was a contestant on the show, I had heard things, but not through his personality or his background or anything like that. I just, once I started hearing stuff about filming and about the show, I was told, like, hey, this Chad guy's the villain this year, and it's going to be pretty bad. And that's exactly what happened.
It was pretty bad, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, he's one in a kind. One of a kind, to say the least.
I can't wait to see what he does in the on the Men Tell All. So I've noticed a trend, and I want to see if you think there's any validity to it. Sean gets out of the limo first during Caitlin Bristow's season and ends up the winner. Lauren gets out of the limo first during Ben Higgins' season, and she ends up winning. Is there something to when you come out of the limo on that first night that hints at how far you'll go in that season?
Well, they'll always put the first person that gets out of the limo, the examples you gave are right. Those guys and girls ended up winning. But the first person out of the limo is always someone they will feature on the season. It's not someone that literally goes home the first night, like because they want to leave an impression. So the first person out of the limo will go far, without a doubt, usually at least top four. And then the last person out of the limo they show is usually someone who makes top four. It's just to get people to, you know, you'll just remember when you're watching that first episode, you just kind of remember who that first person was out of the limo. And it's just done to keep people's attention. And, you know, because they've got 25 guys that come out of the limo that first night, 26 guys for JoJo season. And, you know, it's just one of these things where it's tough to keep track of who's who. So, you know, you can just tell by camera time that certain guys are more important than others.
Gotcha. And as most fans will recall, Jordan Rodgers, brother of NFL quarterback Aaron Rodgers, got out of the limo first this season.
Yeah.
And in my mind, he's been a front runner ever since then.
Yeah, he certainly has. And not only was Jordan the first one out of the limo, he also had an intro video that they show. They only show about 8 or 9 a season.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Just time constraints. You know, they just introduce you to 8 or 9 contestants. It's always around 8 or 9 every season. Jordan got that. He was first out of the limo. He got the first impression rose, and she was the only guy he made out with on the first night, or she made out with on the first night. So you knew Jordan was going to last. It was a given.
So are we ready to make our picks? Can I make mine, and then you tell me if they're right?
Sure. If we're going to do spoilers, why not?
Yeah, absolutely. We're close enough to the end of the season, I feel like.
Yeah.
That's totally okay. So my hunch, and this is just based on my watching and sort of I've talked to JoJo, getting to know her personality through the show. My hunch is that Jordan will win the Happily Ever After and Luke will be the next Bachelor.
Correct. Good job.
No way. Are you serious?
Yeah. That's exactly what happens. Or I mean, Luke, I mean, put it this way. Obviously, it hasn't been announced by ABC. But everything I'm hearing is that Luke's going to be the next Bachelor. Nothing will be official until, you know, late August, early September. They'll probably announce him, just like they announced Ben on the After Paradise show. I'm sure that's when they'll announce their next Bachelor. But from everything I'm hearing, it's going to be Luke because he goes home. You know, he goes home after the hometown dates, and his exit is very dramatic. And, you know, it's a good storyline to build around the fact that him and JoJo had this really intense relationship, but then she wasn't on the same page with him. And then just the fact that, you know, formerly served our country, Afghanistan, you know, all-American boy. I mean, it's just he's got the whole setup. It's perfect.
Now, I had my doubts because JoJo's from Texas. Luke is from Texas. I didn't know if they felt like they were spending too much time in Texas.
Yeah, I think Luke doesn't seem like I don't know JoJo. I hear things, obviously, being in Dallas and. You know, you hear stuff, and I don't think that Luke was really JoJo's type. Other than the fact they live in the same state, he's more of a country guy. She seems like more of a city girl, and he's definitely, you know, grew up on a ranch and animals and all this. I don't think that's JoJo. JoJo is more of I don't want to call her a Dallas socialite, but I think she's tapped into the Dallas nightlife scene here, and I know that she has friends that are athletes on professional teams out here. Luke wasn't for her. Jordan, former athlete, younger brother of Aaron Rodgers, seems way more up her alley.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, you know, we'll see that's certainly the case, and she chose him in the end.
Yeah, it looks like she might be wearing the colors of another team.
Yeah.
Or I guess depending on how the drama with Aaron Rodgers works out.
No kidding. Well, let's see. Yeah, if she's going to be a Packer fan all of a sudden.
Oh, all right. Well, if the hair fits, whatever works. All right. Well, thanks so much, Reality Steve, for dropping by and chatting with us today. The season finale of The Bachelorette is Monday, August 1st at 7 p.m. Central Time. Grab a couple extra bottles of wine because it's sure to be dramatic. Thanks, y'all.